It is June 19th, 2007. This is Mike Benedetti, and I'm talking with Grace Ross about the food stamp diet. How are you doing, Grace?
Good, thanks.
So for people who don't know, what is the food stamp diet?
Well, the concept was Congressman McGovern, who's trying to get the food stamp allotment, the amount that the federal government allows for food stamps, increased, because it hasn't been increased in years. And of course, we all know the price of food is continuing to increase these days relatively rapidly. And so he had agreed to eat only $3 worth of food a day.
Because that was the food stamp, that was the allotment. It was like $21 a
week. That was the allotment that he chose to focus on.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure how the figure was figured out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an average in some sense.
Okay.
And so he said $3 a day for a week. And the point was really to highlight the fact that it's impossible, basically. You can't really eat enough to be healthy on $3 a day. And wanted to focus national attention on the fact that, of course, we can increase the amount of food stamps people are getting. It's good for the economy. It's good for them. It's good for the kids. It's good for our future. And to push the issue. And so I felt, as a Worcester person, that it made sense to join him in that, because we have a huge hunger rate in Worcester.
Mm-hmm.
And so, or at least folks who are either considered hungry or on the edge of hunger, our
okay.
rate's really high. And so it felt like an opportunity to highlight that. And there are lots of families that are eligible for food stamps that aren't getting them in Worcester. So it seemed like a really good connection to make.
And so how long did you do this for?
For a week.
What was it like?
Well, first of all, vegetables and fruit are a luxury.
Right.
So the day after I was done, I went out and got a huge one of those bags of salads that you can buy at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually, my guess is I probably found it easier than most of the Congress people who did it across the country, because I've worked with low-income folks a lot of my life, so I went to the cheapest store, which is up in Leominster, that any of my friends know of. So I think I probably got my $3 a day to go farther.
You had some of the inside information already to start
with. And, you know, I think that Jim McGovern tried to do it by, really only eating that food mm-hmm. per day, but having spent plenty of time with folks on food stamps, when a friend invites you to dinner, you take advantage of it.
Well, that's true, yeah.
So
a number of politicians have done this, and this has been one thing that they've said, is that because they were trying to literally live off of the $21 for the week, when they went to stuff where there was like a buffet or free food or snacks or breakfast, they always had to say, no, I'm sorry.
Right, which is part of the education. So I think it's a valuable thing to do. You're in a public setting and you're able to say to people, well, why am I not eating? Here's the reason
why. I'm doing this thing.
But the reality is that's not what regular people on food stamps do. And it's not like you get an option necessarily to eat some other way very often. But
mm-hmm.
I did take advantage of that a few times when mm-hmm. I had my opportunity during mm-hmm. my week, which I think, again, is more of the way normal people do it. But even doing that, no fruit and no vegetables, it's not any fun. I mean, I got one bag of peas out of my $21 budget for the week,
mm-hmm.
one bag of frozen peas, but that doesn't qualify as.
Do you think if there's a local connection on this, besides, I mean, you point out that there's plenty of people in the city who could apply for food stamps who aren't doing it, plenty of people in the city who are, you know, vulnerable to hunger. Is this something that you see only being like a federal government issue because it is a food stamp thing, or do you think that there's a local?
Well, there are a couple of things. One is that I think that people still have a stigma attached to food stamps.
Sure.
And in fact, in focusing my attention on local development and what we need to do well, people thrive, a city thrives when the people thrive, was that hunger is bad for the community. Having kids who don't do well in school because they don't have enough to eat, the impact on our health costs because hunger is bad for your health. Impact on people choosing between rent and heat and food in the winter has an impact on the health of our community. But it also turns out that when people get food stamps, for every dollar that comes into our community, it generates $1.85 in economic activity. So it has a multiplier effect. So whether you're getting food stamps or I'm getting food stamps, that money is usually spent at local stores. And so those stores get the money and then they spend the money on other things, you know, for running their businesses. And so it has a huge multiplier effect. So not only are we saving money as a community and increasing the health in our community, we're also increasing economic activity. So it's not at all a separate thing. I mean, I don't know how you would think of federal stuff. The policy stuff is at the federal level, but the benefit is a local benefit. And when you try and think about helping a community do better, it's not just about what decisions City Hall is making in terms of balancing the budget. It's about whether we're bringing the resources that we've all already paid for. You know, we've already paid for the food stamps that are needed in our community. So if we work in tandem with the programs that are available, the federal government, the state government, and locally, you get a much better result.
You're saying let's bring those federal tax dollars back.
Yeah, we already paid for them, and instead of having them killing people in Iraq, let's have them here, you know, feeding our people and increasing our local economy's activity and, you know, thereby bringing in more jobs, et cetera, et cetera. Those are all, you know, and if families that need the food are getting it through food stamps and you know, using them to buy fruits and vegetables if they have enough money to do that, then actually the weight on the city's programs actually goes down because people are getting the money we've already paid for back in food stamps.
That's very interesting. Well, Grace, thank you very much. This has been Mike Benedetti and Grace Ross talking about the food stamp diet. This interview is released under a Creative Commons attribution license. For more information, see pinecoffee.org.